from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to fall.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Stephen Glover, age 47 at the time of this interview.
I witnessed a lot, seen a lot. Come from a single parent home, and it was tough. You know, I had a lot of role models, a lot of people that I looked up to try to make it easier for me. As a family, you know, all my friends, we all were close. We was like a knit circle growing up. Growing up on the north side was like, if you live on the street, everybody was family. Even though you were friends, but we considered everybody to be family. You could run to anybody's house as a child because every parent was like a parent to you. My mom's my heart. She's my rock. And I mean, without her, I don't know how I've functioned this long. She led me right. And I was proud, you know, that she did. It was a lot of struggle for her, I know, but it was great. Went through a lot of struggles, man. Starting when I was young, you know, when you have to step off your step, you had to fight your way up and down the street. Growing up, it was like a challenge. You know, I had a lot of people that loved me. School was my escape. I had a lot of teachers that I liked and enjoyed and helped me on the way up. And there was a lot of things that was great for me. My uncle, you know what I mean? He ran Bronze Bakery, Tom Top Bread, and he was my role model growing up, man. When things got rough, he'd come get me, take me away fishing and doing a lot of things together and, you know, educating me on the way up. I think what this community needs is togetherness, man. You need leaders. Today, y'all kids got to start getting together with the level-head ones. Going out, you know, community leaders and letting them know what you really want. Because if you don't speak, actions won't show. When I went to Atlanta and I was down there for like a whole year, young guys my age, they were like owning stuff, trying to own stuff. I come back here. A lot of my young boys, you know, we was all trying to be hustlers. And I wanted out of that. I wanted a different life. Then I went to D.C., and I had a chance to talk to one of the powerfulest guys in D.C., and he was on his way to prison. And he told me, man, you have a gift. You don't need these streets. And I listened. You know, and then a couple big drug dealers here told me the same. You don't need to be like these dudes. You different, man. I mean, you know, you're a basketball star. You have so much going for yourself. And I took a look at consideration. And then when I looked at my mom, single parent, struggling to put food on the table, I had to get away. And that's why I went to North Fields. I had to make myself realize that I can't disappoint her. I got away from the streets and made a life for myself. And that's why I tell every young kid, your life haven't been getting yet. If you can just stay career driven, get an education. When you get to college, you may change your major 50 times, but the answer is to finish. That's the number one key. Young people today, don't give up all your opportunities. Don't stick to one goal. Cherish every opportunity you have, every gift God gives you, and keep on working. One of them will pay off for you. Young kids today got to be leaders, not followers. If we had more leaders today, we wouldn't have this problem. And that's why I tell young guys today, quit self-destructing. Quit letting people get into your heart. There's three things in life that I would like to share with young folks is, you don't own no woman, don't no woman own you. You're young, quit playing house, and become independent and career-driven. There's a whole life ahead of you. You can love, but you cannot possibly know what survival is a part of that real love. Because there come the responsibilities, and now you're not ready. You have to control yourself. Control your heart, control your mind, and life can be so much better for you. Just relax, take your time, one step at a time. Y'all are living a life that a lot of us older ones wish we can get back. We run house to house having fun. We go catch snakes. We all in the woods. We was living, not a worry about no bills, no nothing. We didn't need money. dog. We knew we had somewhere to eat. We was cool. Building shacks. That was our home as a kid. That was living. Just stay positive. You know, I never been to jail. Believe me, the life I lived, I was one of the lucky ones. But I stayed positive. You know what I mean? I knew that peer pressure ain't going to dictate my life. And that's what these young kids got to realize. You're on borrowed time. You're on your mom and daddy's time. Until you get old enough to stand on your own 2 feet, that's when it's your time. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Just be thankful you can wake up and be blessed that you have a family you can hug every day. And when your time comes, get that education and stay hungry.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Dean McCormick and Derek Lewis. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.